This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The American Farm Bureau says producers are ineligible for some CARES Act Small Business Association loans, but eligible for others. AFBF Congressional Relations Director R.J. Carney says they believe farmers can participate in the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, but do qualify for paycheck assistance.
As of now, AFBF's interpretation of the rule is farmers are eligible to participate in the Paycheck Protection Program. Farmers are ineligible to participate in the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, and we are still working to resolve whether or not farmers are eligible for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Grant Program.
Carney explained why some $10 billion in EIDL loans are off limits to producers.
The explanation from the SBA is there are duplicative programs administered via USDA's Farm Service Agency for Disaster.
That still leaves the pot at $350 billion in paycheck protection money farmers can apply for, though banks' legal hurdles and confusing guidelines are slowing some of those applications. Carney says AFB, meantime, is stressing speed in getting the $9.5 billion out the door to livestock, dairy, and specialty crop producers, and $14 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation money to farmers and possibly ethanol producers.
The American Farm Bureau Federation sent a letter to Secretary Perdue urging he and his team over at USDA to set the highest priority on getting critical funding into farmers or ranchers' hands absolutely as soon as possible.
The letter does not tell the secretary where AFBF wants those funds spent, but stressed the broad swath of farm sectors from ag to agritourism that desperately needs help to stay in business during this pandemic. And here on a state level, Western Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos wants to make sure family farmers can access Small Business Administration funding through the economic stimulus package.
Because we are such a agricultural-driven economy in our region, also getting a lot of questions about our family farmers. I just got off a call with the chairman of the Agriculture Committee, and the big question that is up in the air, and I can tell you as a person who is on the Agriculture Committee, I am fighting for this. As our House Democrats, but we want to make sure that our family farmers can access those Small Business Administration grants, just like anybody else who owns a small business. And that language still has not been worked out, and there's somewhat of a back and forth going between the leadership of the Small Business Administration and the Secretary of Agriculture. But we are fighting for that to make sure that our farmers have access to those exact same benefits that small businesses do as well. So we're able to get $9.5 billion in disaster assistance for our livestock farmers, dairy farmers, crop farmers, people who are part of farmers markets, et cetera. So that's available as well.
The Small Business Administration reported late last week that more than 17,000 companies with 500 employees or less have already applied for the $5.4 billion in funding. And from the nation's capital, U.S. Representative Rodney Davis on Friday sent a letter to Governor Pritzker advocating for funding for local governments in the 13th District who have experienced enormous financial burdens because of COVID-19. The CARES Act, passed by Congress, included $150 billion in federal funding to help local and state governments recover. Those with fewer than 500,000 people are reliant upon the state to allocate this funding. Quote, like many people living in them, small towns and cities in the 13th District are struggling financially because of the coronavirus, said Davis. Quote, in addition to helping the American people, Congress also passed funding to help our small towns and cities, and I've asked Governor Pritzker to consider them when administering this federal funding. When we hear more about larger cities, our smaller towns and cities are struggling as well. And we'll move on with more state and local ag news for your Tuesday following this.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness, these things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by GrainGuard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions, not available in all states.
Steak on the grill, a crisp salad, and baked potatoes served with Prairie Farms sour cream. Plan your next cookout around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Sour cream for the baked potatoes, butter for vegetables and rolls, or a dip everyone will enjoy, Prairie Farms French onion dip. Perfect with chips or crunchy, fresh vegetables. And to quench that warm weather thirst, grab a single serve of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer owned.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641. And always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
With commodity prices lower, are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Moving on now into state and local ag news, we have your first and latest crop progress and condition report, the first of the year here in 2020. For last week, there were 3.1 days suitable for field work during the week ending on the 5th. Statewide, the average temperature was 47.5 degrees, about a half degree above normal. Precipitation averaged 0.9 inches, or 0.7 below normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 71% adequate and 29 surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 4% short, 67 adequate and 29 surplus. Winter wheat condition thus far was rated at 4% very poor, 6% poor, 28% fair, 44% good, and 18% excellent. And as some farmers are around the area starting to get some field worked and even some corn put into ground, none of those numbers have been accounted for just yet. And with some of those farmers in the fields, they're kicking up a little bit of dust. That's kind of rare over the past 15 months. But despite that things have been dried out for the last few weeks, the National Weather Service says that trend, unfortunately, will not last. James Otten with the National Weather Service office in Lincoln says things have dried out in recent weeks, obviously. And he says if you've got outdoor activities to be done, such as farming, you should take advantage of the nice days ahead.
What's going on is that we get some cooler air begin to move back into the area. We are looking for that 6 to 10 day outlook below normal temperatures for this time of year. So we're looking at through the middle of April. There could be some precip during that time frame, so above normal precipitation expected during that time frame. So even as you get into the weekend and next week, there's still a possibility we could get some precip on and off. Nothing looks severe at this time, only because it's going to be cooler. We're not going to be seeing the warmer temperatures that sometimes we get into the middle part of April. Then as we look beyond that into that 14-day outlook, 8 to 14-day outlook, still similar temperatures, cooler than normal, and precip slightly above normal as well. That 8 to 14 goes from April 13th through the 19th. And then when we start to look beyond that for the rest of the month, it does appear that even through first part of May, we're looking at below normal temperatures and precip. Precip should transition more to around normal by that time frame.
There are chances for severe weather in the north and eastern portions of the state this week. Otten adds, if you were hoping for a white Easter, the chances are not looking favorable, unlike a few years ago when there was snowfall on Easter Sunday. And remember the old wives' tale, if it rains on Easter Sunday, it'll rain for the next 7 Sundays. And moving on now into local ag news, this year is the 17th year of the Farm Credit Ag Scholarship Program, which has awarded a total of over $500,000 to 387 students since 2004. $60,000 was awarded this year. Scholarship selections are based on a combination of academic achievement, participation, and leadership in school and community organizations, and the applicant's commitment to an agricultural career. The following students were selected to receive a 2020 Farm Credit Ag Scholarship, and 9 of the 30 are here in our WSMI listening area. They include Ann Becker of Jacksonville, who will be graduating from Jacksonville High School, and will then move on to attend Oklahoma State to study ag leadership. Mackenzie Harmon of Morrisonville was another scholarship recipient. She'll graduate from Morrisonville High School, moving on to attend Lincolnland Community College to study ag communications. Kelsey Knable of Pocahontas will be graduating from Highland High School. She'll then attend Kaskaskia College to study ag. Reagan Kellenkamp of Carlinville will graduate from Carlinville this spring. He'll move on to attend the U of I in Champaign to study ag and consumer economics, along with agribusiness markets and management. Other students who received a Farm Credit Scholarship include Carly Mettler of Highland. She'll graduate from Highland High School, then move on to attend the U of I in Champaign to study animal science. Tanner Mickey of Taylorville will be graduating from Taylorville. Then he'll attend Lakeland College this fall as an ag transfer. Samantha Miles of Loami will be graduating from Waverly High School. She'll then attend Kansas State to study ag economics, concentrating in international trade and development. Eric Schaefer of Awanico will be graduating from Taylorville High School. He'll then attend Butler Community College in the fall to study animal science. And Matlin Thornsberry of Shipman will be graduating from Southwestern High School this spring. She'll then attend Lincolnland Community College in the fall as an agricultural transfer. And again, those 9 students are some of the recipients of the Farm Credit Ag Scholarship Program for this year. And that concludes things here on a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, if you have any ag news for us, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Tuesday afternoon, the 7th of April, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.